Your Story family, this is Allison Gilliard with Run Your Story, where every story needs to be heard. And this is such an honor for me to be able to sit down with Erin Delaporte and be able to share not only her run story, but also the love that she has for Victory Health Partners as she's a board member. It was so fun to get to know her, and we actually met at Victory Health, and I just absolutely adore her. I'm such a big fan of Erin's, and oh, she gives such great advice. She's a stellar runner, absolutely phenomenal, and oh, she's fast. And I just love her mindset. Not only is she telling all of us to not compare our journeys to one another, which I wholeheartedly believe in, but also to start small and to set goals and also to challenge yourself when you run with other people. That was absolutely very cool. But what really got me was the legacy that Erin has already started with her son. That was absolutely beautiful. And wait until you guys hear her favorite memory, which is this year's Azalea Trail. Absolutely beautiful. I got really emotional just listening to it, because that is what we do as family members, as runners, is not only do we try to be there for ourselves and be there for our groups that we run with, but also our families. And so to know that she's instilling this into her son is just absolutely the coolest thing. And I just, I love that. You moms who run, you guys are changing the world. You're making it better. And thank you. Kudos to mom runners. You guys are fantastic. And I wish that was very much part of my story, but it's not. But I love that about you guys. You guys are doing a stellar job being moms who run. Just love that. Also, Erin talks about the power of community and accountability, and again, another philosophy that I believe in. And it was just so great to hear from such an extraordinary runner how she feels about needing that accountability, needing that person to run with. And that was so refreshing, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Erin, for sharing your story, sitting down with Run Your Story to be able to share this. But also, Erin and her family have a special relationship with Victory Health Partners, which leads us into Victory Health Partners, because they are powering up our podcast this month. And if you know anything about me, you know I'm a huge fan of Victory Health Partners, not just because of what they do, but I'm also part of the Victory Health Partners family. And I get to work alongside the absolute best. And so Erin is a board member there, but not only that, her sister has been a volunteer there, and her mom has been a volunteer there and is a volunteer there. And I just love that connection. I had no idea. Victory Health Partners, in case you guys don't know, helps fill in the gap for those that do not have insurance from ages 19 to 64. And so if you are listening and you don't have insurance, I highly recommend that you reach out to Victory Health Partners. Guys, the one thing that I absolutely love about being at Victory is seeing the community come together and see how we all take care of one another. That is the most beautiful thing about Victory. And so there's a copay that is based on your income, so anywhere from $35 to $55, and that covers your x-rays, your doctor's visit. There are so many ways that you can get involved. Also, if you want to volunteer, there's a food pantry that we try to help fill in the gap in between payday. So some people may need a little extra food, and so we have the opportunity to be able to give. And so many opportunities to be involved. We have a golf tournament coming up. There's also Hope for Healing. And we're always looking for people to stand with us at Victory Health Partners. And so just so grateful for what Dr. Lightfoot and Tammy have created at Victory Health Partners. And just to be able to be a part of it is extraordinary. And so I highly encourage you to come walk alongside of us, whether it's through giving, whether it's through volunteering, or your prayers, or helping spread the word. You know, as Kim Garrett, our executive director, says, if one person hears about Victory and they're able to get the help that they need, then we've done our job. And I love, again, that philosophy. It's absolutely beautiful. And so to have a board member like Erin that is very passionate about Victory, and her family that's passionate about Victory Health Partners, it is so cool and so refreshing. And it just encourages me as an employee there that I'm at the right place. And so you can check out more about Victory Health Partners on the website. You guys can check them out. You can also follow them on social media. So highly encourage you guys to help spread the word about Victory Health Partners, but also see how you can get involved. It's a great organization and super honored to be a part of. So thank you to Victory Health Partners for powering up the podcast this month. And again, thank you, Erin, so much for sharing your story. It's absolutely beautiful and just love you dearly. And just so excited that I get to see you at races now. It was so fun. All right, guys, lace up those running shoes and get ready and get set and go run with my friend Erin and her Run Your Story. Well, thank you, Erin, for being here. So excited. We actually met at Victory Health Partners, where you're a board member. And so when I found out that you were a runner and that you've ran with Kim, and we just hit it off, and I was like, gotta have her on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I try to keep up with Kim.
Yeah, okay. So I'm really excited because I want to know, what is your run story, my friend?
Well, thank you again for having me. I'm really excited to be here today. And thinking about what my run story is, I don't have a great run story. Listening back on some of the podcasts, you have such inspirational runners on here. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I don't have a great story to share. But I reflected on that and thought, while I don't have a great story, people can probably relate to my journey. Mm. I had a friend in Birmingham, I think it was in 2009, and there was the Go Run that was coming to town, and she said, let's do a 5K. And I said, 5K? How far is that? I had to look up how far was a 5K, and 3 miles, okay, I can do that. And so she really motivated me to do my first 5K in 2009. Mm. And I did that race and haven't looked back since then. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a long journey. I did in that first couple years, I just stuck to 5Ks. Mm-hmm. They felt good and it was a good distance to run and fun. And I would do races with her and really enjoyed it. And it took a while to get from not running to a 5K.
Sure.
So I don't even know when the last time I'd run a mile, probably high school. Mm. And I was in my 20s. At that point. So it took a while to get up to that 5K mark. But once I got there, you know, eager for more at that point.
And you have since also ran, I know, the half.
Yes. A lot of halves.
A lot of halves. Okay.
A lot of 10Ks and a lot of 5Ks.
Okay.
That's been my distance so far. Okay. I haven't ventured off into marathons yet.
The key word, yet.
Yet. I know. I know, but I'm 43. So.
So obviously there have been some lessons that you've learned from running. So what are a few of those?
I think the biggest lesson is you can accomplish anything you want to if you put your mind to it. When Jairus first reached out and suggested that we run that 5K, I thought she was crazy. Like I said, I probably hadn't run since high school. I wasn't in bad shape, but I wasn't going to the gym either. But we did it, and we finished the race, and it felt good. And I think you just have to be willing to commit, set aside at the time, and be dedicated, and you can accomplish your goals.
That's good. I like that. It also talks about the impact that others have on us, about saying, let's go for a run.
Exactly.
And you're like, yeah, okay, sounds like a great idea.
Accountability.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is crucial in running, especially when you're starting a running journey, because it can be scary. It can be easy to quit. But having someone waiting for you at 5:30 at the park saying, okay, where are you? Aren't you here? You don't want to pick up that phone call and say, hey, I'm not coming tonight. You know? So having a companion, a running companion, is great for accountability and accomplishing goals.
I love that. Oh, love that so much. So you talked about doing 5Ks, 10Ks, and some halves. What has been your favorite race and why?
Well, it's kind of like a Lay's potato chip. You can't have just one.
Oh, okay.
So my favorite place to run.
Okay.
Can we
yeah,
answer
absolutely.
That question?
Sure.
My favorite place to run is Gulf Shores State Park.
Okay.
It is so peaceful. And quiet and beautiful. A lot of the trails are shaded, natural covering, so it's cool to run on a bright, sunny day. There's no telling what kind of wildlife you might see, so you always have to watch your step, but it's like being one with nature and a time to really get out there and clear your mind. As far as races go, I love the Zoe Trail. It's iconic in Mobile. You know, everybody's done it. But probably my favorite all-time race was when United Cerebral Palsy had the Christmas Nights of Lights 5K run.
Yes.
That's probably my favorite race, and I don't think they do it anymore.
No.
But Christmas is my favorite time of the year. It's my favorite season. And to combine it with my favorite hobby of running, it's like a win-win. They had the Christmas lights surrounding you. They had Christmas music blaring. And at the end of the race, you got your finisher medal from Santa Claus. I mean, what more could you ask for?
I remember doing those. And I like the fake snow. That was always fun. But we're all in t-shirts and tank tops and stuff because it was always hot.
It was.
And you're just like, it's Christmas and it's hot.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. And then for a few years, we even had Yellowhammer truck come out and we'd get coffee and stuff. So,
yeah.
And you take the trolley.
It's just so pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. As a family tradition, we always go look at Christmas lights and running through them and blaring.
Yeah.
Just a cool environment.
Absolutely. My favorite part of that was running through the tunnel part.
Yes.
Oh, right?
It's like a light show.
Absolutely. Oh, I love that. That's so cool. So let's talk about a pre-race routine. Do you have one?
I do not.
Okay.
Actually, nothing special.
Okay.
Normally the night before, I just make sure I'm prepared. Mm-hmm. Make sure my watch is charged, my earbuds are charged, make sure my clothes are set out. And then race day, I get up, hop out of bed, everything's ready, and just get up and at them. Mm. I spend a little time stretching.
Okay.
One important thing to do is always get to the event early. Mm. Make sure I have time to go to the bathroom.
That is true.
Yes. I had to get over my fear of going in a porta potty when I started running races.
Wow.
Yes.
That's quite a fear to get over.
It was, but you have to.
Yeah,
there's no option.
It's a pot of gold, baby.
My philosophy was don't look and don't touch.
That's fantastic.
So yeah, nothing super special
about
pre-race.
Let's talk about you cross the finish line. Mm-hmm. Your race is done. What does your post-race routine look like?
First and foremost, I make sure I don't pass out and don't get sick at the finish line.
Okay.
And then I spend just a little time walking around and look for a cold beer and Cammie's Old Dutch ice cream.
Yes, girl. Erin, I knew we were best friends.
I don't really drink a lot, but I feel like after a race, there's nothing better than a cold beer. So
I'm with you with the Cammies. Give me the Cammies.
I love Cammies. Oh. Ice cream is my guilty pleasure.
Same.
Every day of the week. So on race day, it's like, yes. It's 8 o'clock in the morning and I'm eating ice cream and I have no shame.
And I consider that an adulting win.
It is.
Right.
But Azalea Trail, for those listening that are familiar with Pastime Azalea Trail, I used to love the red beans and rice that they would hand out after the race, too.
You could have mine.
I don't like red beans and rice on any other day, but it's just something special about having it there.
Really?
Yeah.
And
that is
interesting.
Okay. I remember as a child going to, my parents would run in Azalea Trail, and we'd end up there. And us walking around and our little cups of red beans and rice, but I don't do that anymore.
No.
Got some bag of chips and some crackers.
Oh, man. What is your absolute favorite running item?
Can I have plural?
You can,
items?
Absolutely.
Okay. I mentioned my Garmin watch earlier. That is my tried and true, my go-to running item. I think I purchased my first one in 2009 when I started getting into running. And at that time, they were extremely expensive and so big and bulky. And looking back in pictures, looks like I was wearing the Hubble telescope on my wrist. It was huge. It was so big. It's embarrassing. But I'm a Garmin loyal person. And it's great because you can go online and look at my profile and I can see what I've done 10 years ago. You know, it keeps it all there and stores it. So definitely my Garmin, my earbuds as well. I can't stand to hear myself breathe when I run. So I've got to be listening to music because if I hear myself, panting. I think, oh my gosh, I'm tired. I need to stop. But okay. It's a mental game. Mm-hmm. And so having something to listen to makes me zone out a little bit. Mm-hmm. So that's probably about it. And a companion, a running companion. Okay. We mentioned earlier, it's just great to have that accountability there. So I'd say that's definitely something you can't run without as a companion.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Speaking of running jams, what is your playlist like, Erin?
So I like EDM, electronic dance music.
Stop.
I do.
Do you really?
I know. Okay. Most people are like, you? I'm like, yes. It just, the beat, the tempo just gets my blood pumping, adrenaline going. So no particular artist, just fast pace and makes me get out there and I feel like run faster.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So when I see you take off, be like, I know what she's listening to.
Yeah. And I do. Going back to a pre-race routine, I also make sure I have my running playlist.
Okay.
The night before, if I've downloaded any new music, I make sure it's added. I don't spend a ton of time putting music in a playlist, this song here in specific order, because really, I zone out when I run. Mm-hmm. And I can't even look back and think, oh, yeah, I heard that song. Come on. You know, I mean, while I spend time putting it together, I don't really, when I'm out there, I don't like it.
That's fair. Yeah. You know, I understand.
Think about it.
Yeah. Oh, that's so. I like it.
Yeah.
Running shoes. What are your faves?
I like Newton Fates.
Okay.
Running shoes. My sister turned me on to them years ago, and I just like how light they are. Mm-hmm. When I first started running, I run in everything, but I think glycerins and you name it, I've run in it. Mm-hmm. But now looking back and even just wearing them around the house or whatnot, if I put on a real cushiony shoe, I feel like I'm wearing like cinder blocks on my feet.
Really? So, that's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So I like the way Newtons feel and they're just extremely light. Mm-hmm. Haven't gone back to anything else since then.
Okay.
They're probably terrible for my knees. No.
That is so cool. Okay. For your longer runs, how do you fuel?
I don't.
Okay. EDM, my music.
Yeah, my music fuels me. Fuel. That was a good answer. My running performance might improve if I fueled. But even on a race, I don't drink anything at the water stop. Maybe every now and then I'll grab a drink and, as my grandfather would say, wet my whistle.
Oh, okay.
But that's it. I don't like stuff feeling like it's sloshing around in my stomach. So ain't a time killer reaching over trying to get a drink. So
you're on a mission.
I'm on a mission.
You're like, I got to cross that finish line.
Yeah. The faster I get to the end, the faster I can get my old Dutch.
That's true. Yes, absolutely. Let's talk about a favorite running memory or memories.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think I can narrow this one down to one. Okay. Again, going back to Azalea Trail. It's been a common theme for me today, but I've been running Azalea Trail for years. But this past Azalea Trail just last weekend was very special to me, not because I PR'd in the 10K, even though my race time didn't show up. But because I ran the fun run with my 4-year-old son, Nelson. I've taken him running. I ran up until I was 8 months pregnant with him in the womb. But then after that, once he was born, I strapped him in that car seat. I got a bob. I invested in a bob. And we run all the time together, even now. And whether it's been just a leisurely run or a race, I'll push him in a race too. But since he's gotten older and more vocal, he'll be out there and be like, Mom, run faster. And I'm like, I'm pushing you. You're 35 pounds. Plus I'm pushing the stroller, you know. But here recently, he started saying, I want to run fast like you one day, Mom. I know. So when I was signing myself up for the Azalea Trail race, I said, you know what? He's 4 and a half now, so I'm going to sign him up for the fun run. So I did, and I started talking to him about it, and I brought his little packet home and his little T-shirt, and I said, we're going to run this race together. And so after I got done with the 10K, I put my race t-shirt on, so we were matching.
Oh.
And we got out there and did the fun run, and he had the best time. He loved it. He was very distracted running, I will say. He would be like picking up rocks, and he wanted to walk on the little brick ledge. And I had to carry him a couple times. Mm-hmm. But I'd be like, okay, when you see that stop sign, we're going to start running again. And I'd put him down, and he'd start running. Mm-hmm. And we finished in about a little over 13 minutes for the run.
For his first one, that's great.
I know. I said, if you spent less time running zigzags from one sidewalk to the other, I said, we would have been done. But just the look on his face when he crossed that finish line was priceless. He had the biggest smile, and he talked about it all day long on Saturday about running the race. So I think I've started the running addiction for him at the age of 4 years old. So this coming weekend, we're going to do the infirmary.
Bunny ball,
yes, yes. So I signed up. I'll push him in the 5K, and then we'll do the fun run afterwards together. So I told him, I said, all right, we're a team now.
That's amazing.
So that's my favorite memory. It's just so special because from such a young age, we were running together, and now he can actually start participating in it as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that story. That is so good.
I know. It's fun. It was special.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Is there something, either a pre- or post-race meal, besides Cammies and the beer, that you're like, I cannot wait to eat this? Is there something you crave?
Yeah, so no pre-race meal.
Okay.
Races are normally on a Saturday morning, and work all day on Friday, come home, and it's like, what do we have to eat?
Sure.
Or what can we pick up to eat? Because I don't feel like cooking. So nothing special. But after races, I always love a good cheeseburger and fries.
Okay.
Just not sure I run off the calories of a cheeseburger and fries, but I always feel like that's a reward for me of putting in the work all week and then having a reward at the end. So,
What has been your favorite go-to place for a cheeseburger?
Oh, that's tough. This past weekend, we had Butch Cassidy's.
Ooh,
they have a good burger.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
Love Heroes.
Okay.
We're trying to get you something quick. Culver's.
Oh, Culver's. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, Culver's has a great cheeseburger as well. If you need something fast.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you were like, I want the cheeseburger and the fries.
I know. Okay. I haven't been able to eat fries the last 40 days, so I gave up French fries for Lent. So.
Did you really? You're a tough cookie.
And sweets. So I'll be ready to dig in. Come Sunday.
What has been your favorite recovery tool?
I'm pretty basic.
Okay.
I don't think you can beat a hot shower and a good stretch.
That's good. Okay.
Just something safe. A couple years ago, I bought my husband an imitation Theragun. He has some neck problems, so I thought, oh, this would be great for him to have, and he doesn't use it.
Of course not.
So, of course not. So every now and then I'll pull it out, and I'll be like, hey, can you get my leg or my back? And he wants nothing to do with it. But my four-year-old, when I pull it out, he's like, oh, let me try.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. He's volunteered multiple times, but warning, do not give your four-year-old a Theragun, because it is painful and it hurts. So don't try that at home.
Warning.
So I'd normally just stick with the hot shower and a good stretch.
Okay.
Yep.
Is there a cross training activity that you enjoy?
Well, back in, I think it was 2017, I started doing triathlons. And so I started incorporating, obviously, swimming and biking into my running. And those were great. I feel like that helped my running tremendously. I hated the swimming part, but I really enjoyed biking, being outside. I got a Peloton for Christmas one year, and that's still been my go-to in between running. I try to run most days, but having the Peloton at home is great on rainy days or cold days when you just want to roll out of bed and get a quick workout in. And it's not just the bike that Peloton does. They have all the various weight training classes and ab classes and stretching. Mm-hmm. So there's a variety of options out there that I take advantage of as well.
Love it. I love my Peloton app. It's so good.
It's amazing.
I feel the same way. Today I was like, okay, I need to do this and this. Okay, I'm not going to make it to the gym, so I'm going to work out at home, get on my Peloton bike. Their strength training classes for runners is phenomenal. It's so good.
Well, I need to look into it. I normally just do a boot camp type class, but I do know that they have them for runners.
10 out of 10 recommend. Okay. So good. Yeah. And then you're like, wow, I just can't believe this app just kicked my butt. That's how
I know.
Like, I get done and I'm like, really?
Yeah. And it breaks up the monotony of just doing the same things over and over again. Mm-hmm. And at first, I didn't know how I would like working out with a virtual instructor, but it's not bad.
Yeah,
I like the music. Mm-hmm. I like the instructors. Mm-hmm. They seem motivational. Mm-hmm. So.
Absolutely. And they're dying with you most of the time.
They are, I don't know. They look pretty good.
They do.
Like, you're not even sweating.
You're right. Is there a race that you're like, I don't know that I'll go back and do that one?
So I wouldn't say necessarily because of the race.
Okay.
I had a terrible experience. Well, I will say it was a terrible experience.
You're like, there's no other word to describe this.
No. But it's more the pre-race experience was so horrible.
Mm.
In 2011, my sister convinced me to sign up for my first half marathon.
Mm.
And it was going to be the Rock and Roll Half Marathon in Washington, D.C.
Mm.
And so I started training, and several months into my training, she calls and says she was pregnant with her fourth child and not going to be able to make the race, which left me stranded.
You're like, where's my buddy? Where's my running buddy?
Yes, exactly. Well, we didn't run together.
Okay.
But that took her out of that equation. But reluctantly, I decided I would just go and do it by myself. On the day I flew out, I lived in Birmingham at the time. On the day I flew out, I got a speeding ticket on the way to the airport.
What?
Which I could not get out of, even though I'm like, I'm trying to catch a flight. Yeah, they're like, no, that doesn't count. Then I got to D.C., and I was staying with my cousin and her boyfriend at her apartment. I was going to sleep on their couch. And the night before, I had a terrible stomach bug. Terrible stomach bug. And I'll spare you the details, but it was horrible. And I was in their little tiny apartment.
Mm.
And I was up all night, sick as a dog. I had to get up early that next morning to get a subway, to get to the race. I was in a foreign place.
Mm.
And I was just dehydrated and sleep deprived. And I thought, oh my gosh, how in the world am I going to do this?
Mm, sure.
I was nervous about, was I going to be sick out there?
Mm.
So it just wasn't a great experience for me. Just I had a lot of fear hanging over my head. But I got out there and did it anyway. I won't say it was the best race I ever did.
But you crossed that finish line.
But I crossed that finish line, and I have a medal to prove it.
Wow.
So just leading up to the race was difficult. But I haven't had a race I'm like, oh, I'd never do that one again.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Very nice. Let's say that somebody comes to you and they're like, Erin, I want to get started running. What is a piece of advice you'd give them?
As I mentioned earlier, running is addicting.
Mm.
And so I would tell the person, start small and set attainable goals. And once you start achieving those goals, you won't want to quit.
Mm.
And you'll just keep progressing forward. And importantly, too, is don't try to compare your results to somebody else's results.
Absolutely.
Your pace, your distance, because you don't know where that other individual is in their running journey.
Mm.
They might be a seasoned runner, or this might be their first race or their first time out on a run. So don't try to compare yourself. Just run how you feel. Make sure you feel good about your own progress, and don't try to compare your progress to somebody else's.
Mm.
Some days are going to be great days for running, and some days are going to be terrible, and you might feel like quitting. But don't get up, and just know that it does get easier in time. Everybody starts somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah, absolutely. I think that we had a group, speaking of Zoe Trail, from Victory that came out and ran, and I kept getting asked, well, what's a good pace? And I'm like, no. I'm not going to answer that because we've all trained differently, and this is your first ever race. You're going to be surrounded by hundreds of people. Mm-hmm. It is going to be okay. Just take in the moment and cross the finish line, and they had the best time.
Yeah. A 5K is a 5K. That's whether right. you do it in 20 minutes mm-hmm. or you do it in 45 minutes.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love that. That's so good. So good. Speaking of goals, what are your running goals, my friend?
Oh, I'm terrible at goals. But earlier this year, I went to have an annual physical. And when I was talking with my doctor about exercising mm-hmm. and whatnot, she asked me how much weight training did I do. Mm. And I told her not much. I do it every now and then, but sure. I don't really put an emphasis on it. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, it's great to log all the miles that I'm doing each week. As I get older, it will be more important to incorporate weight training. Mm. She said, as you get older, you lose muscle mass and muscle memory, and that I needed to start lifting some weights. Yeah. She's like, I'm not talking about heavy weights.
Sure.
And I'm not talking about hours upon hours, but just start incorporating more. So I've tried to do that. Mm-hmm. I know we mentioned earlier the Peloton strength classes. Yeah, yeah. I've been trying to do more of those. At the gym, they have a CrossFit class mm-hmm. I've been doing too. I did CrossFit when I lived in Birmingham, but it's good to do something different. Mm-hmm. And I always enjoy mm-hmm. it, but running's easy. Mm. You can walk out your front door and run. Mm-hmm. You don't need equipment. And so that's been my focus. But I know I need to focus more on incorporating other activities as mm. well. We mentioned marathons earlier, and my brother-in-law called me a couple weeks ago and is like, hey, I'm thinking about doing a marathon. I need you to do it with me. And he's not run in years. I'm like, John, don't you want to start small? With him, it's like all or nothing. You know, he's either all in or he's all out. And he's like, you've never done one. You need to do one. And, you know, I love half marathons.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I feel good at the end. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take a whole lot of time to train. From season to season, I can pretty much just pick back up and mm-hmm. get into that distance again. And I haven't had a deep desire to run a full marathon. And sometimes I'm embarrassed when people say, oh, how many marathons you've done? I'm like, none. But I've done 15 half marathons.
Right, yeah, yeah.
110Ks, you know. But he really wants me to do it with him. I haven't been able to fully commit yet because mm-hmm. I know it takes time and dedication. And like I said earlier, I have a four-year-old, I have a full-time job, mm-hmm. and I don't know that I'm willing to put mm-hmm. my family life on hold sure. in order to mm-hmm. put in the time it takes to do a full marathon. I think I could do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have no doubt you could.
But just putting my mind to it, I'm not quite sure I'm there yet. But I don't know. We'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I still haven't said no, but I haven't said yes either. I know I'm not getting any younger.
Stop.
So, and I feel like I'm in great running shape right mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I feel good after I run and mm-hmm. nothing hurts.
Yeah, you and Kim rocked that half.
We did. Mm-hmm. That, like I said, having a companion, we just happened to meet up on the race course together mm-hmm. and she was running, and I didn't want to slow down because I didn't want her to pass me, and I couldn't speed up because I'm like, if I speed up, I'm going to lose steam, and she's going to fly past me, and so we were great. Mm-hmm. I don't even think we said one word to each other, but we just...
You're like, listen, I have my EDM music in. I have Kim over here.
I don't think Kim even listens to music. She's holding her phone, and she's just looking like she's prancing along. I'm huffing and puffing. Her legs are about a foot longer than mine.
I was about to say, she does have a height difference, 100%.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Let's talk about a mantra, because you have talked about the mental aspect of running, yes. like the hard days. And so you even talked about a great piece of advice is that you're going to want to give up, but just keep going. Mm-hmm. So when you want to give up, what is something that you say to yourself to keep going?
Well, there's a couple things. One thing I always try to focus on is that the change is in the challenge.
Oh, say that again.
Yeah. Well, I will say, it's not my quote.
Okay.
Something I heard from one of the Peloton instructors, Emma Lovewell. I think mm-hmm. she says it quite frequently. The change is in the challenge. Mm. So you're not going to ever get faster, run further if you don't feel challenged.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to push yourself and be uncomfortable to grow. And that's with anything in life.
Sure.
But my sister is an amazing runner, and a lot of people in the Mobile running community know her, Donley Howard. And she's a beast of a runner. And she would always say, oh, come run with me. And I'm always like, no, you're way too fast. And her slow, easy days are a challenge for me. And it wasn't until recently that I felt confident enough as a runner to go out there on one of her easy runs and run with her. And it's faster than I want to run, and sometimes it's longer than I want to run. But I use that opportunity to push myself further than I would really like to go sometimes. But again, I know that I'm not going to grow as a runner until I push those boundaries and get uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I like that. You mentioned that you really like running halves. Is there a certain mileage that, whether it's a training run or a race, that you're like, oh, yay, I get to go run that?
I love 10Ks.
Okay.
I do love 10Ks. Mm-hmm. I feel like you knock them out 45 minutes, an hour, you get to go home. You still feel good. 10K or half.
Okay.
I love half marathons because of the medal. Just
Erin's a bling girl.
I am. I'll admit to that. Who doesn't love bling? Halves are great too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I feel like people are impressed when you say you've run a half marathon. I'm impressed at myself, but okay. You're like, oh my gosh, not a lot of people can run a half marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a little club.
It is that.
It is a club.
It is. When you're not running, what are you passionate about? What fuels you?
So there's quite a few things that fuel me. Like I said, I work full-time. I work in an office environment. So when I'm not in a meeting or on a Zoom call, anytime I can be outside in the sunshine, I love to be outside, which is why I love running. We have a little garden we've planted at home. I'm a bird nerd, so I love to watch birds.
What?
Yes, okay. So really any outside activity. Started playing tennis a couple years ago. Really enjoy that too. But another thing I'm passionate about is serving others and giving back to the community. So that's been a passion of mine. I know you mentioned Victory Health Partners, which is where we met recently.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on the board there for the last 7 years.
Wow. Okay.
And for those of you listening who aren't familiar with Victory Health Partners, it's a Christ-centered healthcare for uninsured adults. And it was a niche in the community of those underserved needing medical assistance. Mm-hmm. And we try to take a holistic approach to heal the individual from inside out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a great way to be involved and to give back to those that need it in the community.
Yeah, and I would say thank you as a board member for all that you do. I don't know what you guys do as a board, but I love and appreciate it. And I know that after board meetings, because it's like y'all meet most of the time in the middle of the day, and then we have clinic in the afternoons, we have it in the morning, and so it's always great to see you guys coming in and out of the clinic and then knowing, oh yeah, there's a board member, and just knowing how active you guys are and making sure that the doors stay open and that people can get what they need, whether it's medications or, as you said, the holistic approach to it. So I appreciate you guys for what you do.
Well, thank you. It's been great to be a part of that organization for so long. I know I mentioned my sister earlier. She started volunteering as a physician years ago, and then she turned my mom on to volunteering. So my mom volunteers one day a week at Victory.
Oh, who's your mom?
Marilyn Nelson.
Stop.
Yep, okay. That's my mom.
Did not know.
And then I joined the board back in, I think, 2018. So,
wow.
Victory has been a large part of our family for many years now. So it's a great organization. They do a lot of good in the community, and it's my way to give back.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. So, and it brought us together to be
it
able
is.
To meet.
That's
I love
right.
that so much. Any final words of wisdom, my friend?
I would just say if you're interested in running and haven't been a runner, the hardest part is just putting your shoes on, tying them up, and walking out the door. It's as easy as that.
Yeah.
Start walking. You don't have to run. Just start walking. If you've been inactive, just walk around the block. Walk to a neighbor's house and just take baby steps and know that it does get easier and you've got to start somewhere.
Erin, oh, so good. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
So much. You are so cool to get to know, and I've loved this time to be able to get to know you, your story, and as a board member, too, to be like, hey, I know the board members.
<That's>
so,
<right.
laughs> thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate it and look forward to seeing you in the future.
Yeah. Is Erin not the coolest? Absolutely love getting to know her and her heart and the mission that she's on. Just absolutely incredible. And again, thank you, Erin, so much for being the runner that you are and giving such great advice and sharing who you are as a person and as a runner. And keep inspiring your son. Keep going, Mama. You're absolutely phenomenal, and I'm a huge fan. So I'm so glad I got to sit down and know you and know your story. And just keep going, Mama. You're doing great things. Absolutely adore you. And again, thank you so much for what you do at Victory Health Partners, for being a board member and making tough decisions for us. Again, as I said in the podcast, I'm not quite sure what our board members do, but I know that they have a hard task because it's medical, and I cannot imagine being a board member. So I truly appreciate you guys and just how great you are by giving up your time and your talents to be able to give to Victory. So thank you guys so much for that. And again, thank you so much to Victory Health Partners for powering up the podcast this month and believing in Run Your Story. Guys, they do. And I will say this about the doctors. They believe in a holistic approach, meaning that when somebody comes in, they don't just want to give medicine. Like, they really want that to be a last resort. They really want people to get healthy. They want people to eat right. They want patients, when they come in, if they're not exercising, to exercise and to pray and to meditate. There's all these cool things that the doctors recommend that you don't really get from other places. And so, truly thankful to work with doctors that see the whole person, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And we need more of that. And truly grateful to have such inspiring doctors that really want to help the whole patient. And that is something that we at Victory are trying to implement and trying to do in the community. I'm just so grateful for that. Again, you can find out all different ways to be involved at Victory. We'd love to have you, especially the runners. We'd love to have runners come and join Victory Health Partners because we know what it takes for endurance. Am I right? I'm right. So again, thank you to Victory Health Partners. Thank you for believing in Runner's Story. And for all that you guys do, I love you all so very much and so honored to be a part of the Victory Health family. As always, thank you so much to Greg Gilliard and Gilliard Tech Services for making the podcast sound so cool. And guys, he is booking up fast for websites. He is working. So definitely, if you want him to freshen up that current website or if you want him to build you one, he is the go-to man. And he has been doing nonstop. I'm so thankful for that and so proud of him because he really is stellar. Definitely go check out the Runner Story website. He's always trying to make it runner friendly. And I say that because we don't like technology. So runners, we just want things plain and simple. And so he has done a stellar job at that. And so definitely go check him out, Gilliard Tech Services. You'll be glad that you did. And Mars Hill, thank you so much for providing us such a safe place to be able to share our stories. You guys believe in Runner's Story. You believe in the running community, and I absolutely love that about you. And so thank you so much for giving us a space and believing that all of our stories need to be heard. Our Patreon supporters, you guys know that I absolutely love and adore you and could not do this without you. It costs money to host a podcast, and so I'm so thankful that our Patreon supporters walk alongside us, run alongside us, and believe in us. And so I'm truly grateful for that and all that you guys do for making sure that this podcast keeps going and that stories are continuing to be shared. And so I'm so thankful for that. And in order to thank our Patreon supporters, you should like, share, and comment all the posts and the stories. So definitely share them. That's how they get out there. And truly grateful for that and truly grateful for all of our listeners because your stories matter and they need to be heard and they inspire.
And I'm always inspired when I sit down with someone and hear their stories. They are absolutely phenomenal. And you guys have no idea the impact that you have on me. And I just absolutely love and adore each and every one of you. And I know that it's a time of being vulnerable and sharing your stories. And so I appreciate that. No matter how great you think your story is or how sad or uninspirational, I promise you, your story matters and it needs to be heard. And I'm so honored to be able to share those stories. So thank you guys so much for listening, for being a Patreon supporter, for believing in Runner's Story. It means more than you will ever know. So until next time, guys, go run your story, because every story needs to be heard.